God creates and shares love energy and asks each of us to do our very best at living love on a daily basis. You punish yourselves by non-loving behavior, dear ones. Once this is clear, your life on planet Earth will make greater sense. Your misuse of the law of love and also the law of cause and effect harms you. What you cause or create returns to you. It is so simple. And this teaching you must practice so you can model it and explain it to others. Therefore, a great mental and emotional cleansing on the part of each human, individually, must occur, followed by a projection of that loving, peaceful intention into the wider cultural conglomeration called society, for these broad cultural chains often shackle the human who would live in peace. Is there one among you whose life is not limited and imprisoned by the governmental attitudes operating in powerful expressions of violence and war? Attitudes that seem resistant to your need for love and peace? Yet I must ask you how these governments achieved their power. Did not the majority give tacit approval to be so governed? And who has not benefited economically from these decisions that war must be a way of life? One person joined by another, in a growing decision for peace, will form an indestructible belief pattern of such magnitude that the broader body of power and execution of policy will reflect it. Nothing short of this will save the planet. So become the peace, teach peace, and join together in a mighty demand for peace at every level of local, national, and international government. There must not be any possibility of veto allowed on this issue if humanity is to be saved. Commit to peace, therefore, and settle for nothing less. It is a passport to life in your present physical body, it is the recipe for Mother Earth's well-being, and it is your only key into spiritual realms. Is this clear? One by one, an agreement for peace is chosen and implemented, and for those who raise and teach children, it is the only and the absolutely necessary curriculum. Where in your schools today do the concepts of love and peace appear in the curriculum? And where in everyday practice does the organization of a school put these human attributes into application? Ponder these well. Join together, then, those of you who parent and those who teach. These delineations of responsibility on planet Earth will change somewhat as the higher vibratory energies now permeate your experiences. As you teach, you will learn. And every learner will teach. Merely be alert to the opportunity to do the best you can, both individually and in all cooperative ventures. As this current age of form and structure departs, carrying with it the narrow compartments of your minds, the world becomes more free-flowing and unencumbered of its former physical definitions and boundaried content. Welcome the advent of this age of ether, or etheric energy, which is much lighter and finer in its vibration and therefore relatively unstructured in its nature. It is with even finer levels of this substance that the Creator makes solid objects by mere mind intention, which is what you have known and done before and is what you do now on a lesser scale. This is why you have a body to show the effects of your thinking. It is your verification of belief. From this new higher energy vibration we of the heavens now send, you are able to receive the result of your own thought more quickly, thereby achieving a faster manifestation of it. That is why I say to change your negative thoughts immediately. You will soon think a thought and see its result in your own body or life experience quite speedily. Have you not noticed even now that if your mind wanders off center, you do something to your physical body almost instantaneously? Especially in your Western cultures, you see that quick manifestation in bodily diseases of heart trouble, where love energy is blocked, or in cancer where the cells become destructive agents to the entire body. These awarenesses of a different feeling in the very air you breathe and the way your life experiences have taken on a rapid tempo in their happenings are guideposts of the changes at hand. Help the children understand this. Do not be alarmed by these almost instant manifestations, for they are natural occurrences and will increase steadily until the golden age is more firmly grounded. It is as though you were riding up in a very slow elevator, and with each floor you pass the energy gets lighter and lighter and lighter. But gradually so. Thus, as the days and months pass, you will notice change, but it will not be one that totally shocks you with its abruptness if you are meditating. Because you must understand this age of nearly instant manifestation in order to teach it, I am sharing the truth to assist you in your efforts. This finer or lighter vibratory energy is given by us as a greater opportunity for creative abilities in your world of matter. We are in advance of you. We have learned to manufacture things instantly by using only our thoughts, a skill you once had and are retrieving through our gradual increase in the quality and type of energy now available. Regretfully, some of this energy is being improperly used by many of your Earth scientists and military forces in the creation of weapons, an insult to all life. That is why your great day of warning is here. God's love energy is not to be employed in such a fashion. And since the Creator has determined the planet will be raised up into the fourth dimension of consciousness very soon, only those with the love attitude toward God and humanity will be allowed access to that new realm. Does this not make sense? If you could inaugurate a more easily used energy, which a mind can form into anything it wishes almost at once, would you let those of evil hearts who would destroy life be given that gift? No, clearly you would not if you desired to keep the universe and all life safe from destruction. It is really very simple. Those who love will get a further chapter of spiritual advancement, and those who have icy hearts will receive remediation. You would not promote a child to a higher reading level if the child had not learned the basic phonetic sounds, would you? Advancement depends upon personal qualities of love, and love is your prerequisite and passport to this advancement sequence. If you will acknowledge the presence of God living inside of you, with all the power in your mind and love in your heart, then the human race can evolve into its next dimension of learning. Or if some will lag behind, at least you will go forward. I came to show you that you will live beyond the grave of matter. I demonstrated that all the physical efforts to destroy my true essence failed. The same is true for you if you understand it. Remember to share with the children that the Jesus of yore did not die in his inner seed of being, and neither can you, except by the misuse of power. If there is a death for you, spiritually, it will be caused by your refusal to practice this truth, by your stubborn rejection to use God's power lovingly, by your unwillingness to grow in light. By your limited attitudes, you can become spiritually retarded. That is why the daily meditation is vital. Through it you touch your internal presence of God and ride the vastness of this gift into holy adventure. In you lies a spark of the eternal rainbow and the completed circle. In this circle of oneness lies the light of mankind's evolution and development. If you would teach your parent, let your heart express only rainbows and unity. My resurrection was possible because of the love power of my mind over external circumstances, over the belief that death exists. By remembering this example yourself, you are empowered, individually and in groups, to demonstrate this in your own lives. Let nothing or no one crucify your mind and your certainty in the reality of things that you may not presently see. God exists. And God is in you. Believe. Your own resurrection is upon you. Take my hand and step into it. All who choose to remember the promise are welcomed. Heaven stands ready to promote your willingness as a Love Corps member, as a light bearer, and a worker for truth in this golden age. Singing our new song to that ancient melody of love, we go forward together in joyous security. What else could a soul created in beauty ever desire? Peace, dear ones, for you are as God created you, and in this promise you may totally trust. Please tell the children for me that they are precious drops of silvery gold delights shining in sunny countenance on the surface of the planet Earth, who is mother to all life forms upon her. And they also have a cosmic parent who is traveling now on beams of sunlight to make you all a wider homeland to which they, and you, will happily journey one day soon. Tell them they're children of eternal light and exquisite joy, whether they travel upon Mother Earth's soil or into the far horizons of the cosmos itself. As you hold the children close for me, remind them that their name is Love and that love is their permanent passport for starlight voyages yet to come. Please kiss them with a rainbow's joy, as once on Earth I touched the faces of those I loved and embraced them with the light of God. And as all of those in the heavenly dimensions reach to hold and support you, family of mine, take a kiss and an embrace to cheer yourself too, for all the times you were not held and appreciated and adored for the nature of your true self. For it is love you each need as life food above all else. For this purpose humanity was born. Then accept this pure and certain gift heaven brings, and let us all rest together gently enfolded in peace that has the taste and feel of spring. Carrot, for a new day comes into your hearts and spirit will lead you even deeper into the mysteries and abundance of the father/mother's blessings. This alone is education. Take heart, my brothers and sisters, family of man, family of God, in the certainty that we are truly one although temporarily separated. May celestial rhapsodies accompany your innocent dreams and meditations during this night of your long sleep, until you awaken in a dawning of reunited hearts and minds, until you awaken into the unsullied purity of peace. You have our love, dear ones, forever. In the Creator's name, Amen. 1994-1995 comments: because so many things I have shared will affect the way you parent and teach Earth humans, let me remind you that love and respect are your tools for preparing the children for the future they have chosen here. Your foremost task then, is to allow them their sole purpose and to raise them in an environment that is based on strong ethical principles such as compassion and concern for all living things. I encourage you to accept that you may, through meditation and application of divine principles, raise your own consciousness so that you can teach from a higher level of awareness and wisdom. This will one day be a societal requisite for parents and teachers, as it is on most other galactic human planets and star systems. As you may have read in You Are Becoming a Galactic Human, other human parents are required to be well trained in this most important task of child rearing. In the same way, those who counsel and teach must meet extremely high standards before they are allowed the privilege of guiding children in the tenets of cosmic life. Today, also, you are to realize that Earth children are becoming more telepathic and may be able to use abilities previously termed psychic as a normal development of their higher consciousness, talents you may not yet have. Again, you must prepare the children for their roles as caregivers and stewards of Earth. They must be taught that their relationship with all of life is a holistic bonding that must be respected and maintained. The human tendency to abuse the planet and greedily use up natural resources must be reversed. You parents and teachers need to accept that a probable meeting with similar appearing humans from other galactic locations will likely occur in your children's lifetime, and yours. So you must release your own fear and limited perceptions about the existence of other forms of life. We will appear to you, spiritually, prior to such meetings, however, for there are both familiar galactic humans, and other conscious life forms that are not of the human species which will look quite different in certain respects, perhaps as shown on Star Trek programs, much of which we have channeled to Earth. Because humanity's present mutant genetic condition encourages ignorance and many negative aspects of lower consciousness, I commend these infants and children into your heart and souls for safekeeping at the very highest level of your own increasing consciousness. Only in such a safe and caring place will they find freedom of expression until you have all come home to us very soon. Even as I have called you to awaken, I am joined by Archangel Michael and other great beings and essences who are also calling all light beings back into the Shepherd's fold, the father/mother's protection. Then teach only love, beloveds, for as I often say, love is what you are. Then do I ask you, as our love corps emissaries and earthly ambassadors, to serve the light and teach only love and wisdom to the precious souls you call children and adolescents.